Hello, Pastor Deborah here again, and welcome. We're beginning another episode, episode number 4 of a wonderful podcast show that is just getting started, called 1 plus 1 equals 1, 2 become 1 podcast. This was a big book I wrote years ago. After lots of studying, I was so ignorant about deep spiritual things, and I had to combine my mental health knowledge into a lot of this to understand my soul and my biological body and how it is sort of the same but different from my spirit. I had to even discover I had a spirit. I was so ignorant. And this book, 1 plus 1, equals 1, sort of a new math, 2 become 1, was one of the many books that came out of my years and years of studying. And you may write your own books after studying, maybe, maybe not, but you do have a story to tell when you get there. And many people write about it, and other people don't. But here in this new podcast, number 4, this episode, it is entitled, What is Agape Love? In 1 plus 1 equals 1, the story is about how you, your spirit, plus another spirit of agape love, had to come together. And the two of you sort of got married, in a way, and become one unit. 1. 1 plus 1 equals 1. 2 become 1. You see this pattern, this symbol, in a marriage. That's right. You also see it when DNA from a male and DNA from a female come together in the womb and a baby gets created. 2 different sources, a sperm and an egg, come together, combine, and out comes 1, a baby, a child. So that's sort of the pattern, and this has to do with our spirit. So here we're picking up in what is agape love, because we were trying to find out what is this element or this thing or this stuff that we were to be adding to our lives and that was to become one with us. And we had been working through some scriptures, and we had gone into some words by an ancient person who was called an apostle, a teacher, and his name was Paul. And he had gone to the ancient land of the Corinthians in Corinth, and he was teaching them about their lives. These were new believers, or some who were just learning about a new way of life, a new way of thinking that modeled the very image and likeness of the one he followed, Christ, the living Word of God, who happened to be inside the dirt body named Jesus. So this Paul was writing to the Corinthians about this great love that this Christ had for all of humanity, and how it can be seen and proven if you have it. And if you do, then you add it to your life, and the two of you, this agape love, become one. You're sort of married, one unit. And so we're going to pick up in 1 Corinthians 13, 1 through 13, verse number 3. We have to keep looking at this element, sort of, this source of what agape love is, where it comes from, how it changes our life, and how we need to add it so that we, our spirit and our soul, can become one. Another math problem to look at is your soul and your spirit must become one. The soul must become a representative, which it probably already is, of your spirit. So if I see you out there talking, doing protests, speaking, writing, I'm really listening to a faint voice of your spirit and what it is, what it believes. So this math problem, 1 plus 1 equals 1, I can look at it from your soul, which is part of your biological body, and all of its neurochemicals, and its five senses, added to your spirit, equals one unit. Then I can look at this new math, 1 plus 1 equals 1, from your spirit being added to, being a part of, one with agape love, so that your spirit becomes something new and different. And so when your spirit speaks, maybe to your soul, we see something different than what we're seeing when it's just your soul and spirit that's in darkness. So let's pick up here in episode number 4. In 1 Corinthians 13, 1 through 13, about what is agape love and its importance in our lives, so we can know what we are adding and need to add to our life. All right, verse number 3. And though I, this is Paul speaking, bestow, I give all my earthly, my physical goods to feed the physically poor. I give money, things. And though I give my physical body, I work, I serve, to be physically burned as a sacrifice, maybe like a soldier or a politician who dedicates their life to the government, the people. So he's showing you can how our lives and our goods, our money, our treasures, our material wealth we have, and our own life can be given to serve others and to help other people. He says, even though I do those, and I do not have charity, agape love, and I don't do it for this deep spiritual type of love, and I'm not doing it from that foundation, it doing these earthly physical sacrifices and giving my profits, my money away, maybe sacrificing my life, it profits me nothing, Paul says. I get no spiritual rewards. Even though I give all my money to charity, I sacrifice my life, maybe as a soldier or a leader, a politician, or even a parent or a teacher. He said, I still get no spiritual rewards if I do not have this kind of love called agape, my foundation working through me and my motivation. He says, well, yeah, no, that does not happen. And I get nothing, no rewards, no praises from my spiritual heavenly Father. That's right. You can do a lot of good things, but it doesn't count in eternity. Verse number 4. Charity, that's what, it's another name for love. Agape love suffers long and is kind. Can you suffer long and be kind while you're suffering? What kind of suffering? Maybe physical, emotional, maybe spiritual. That would be a good study. What is suffering and what does suffering mean? Charity, agape love, envies not. You're not jealous of anybody or what they have. You don't hate anybody. You don't look for revenge. You're not jealous of somebody, of anything. Can you do that? Charity, agape love, vaults, lifts up not itself. It never places itself above anybody. It never, even if you never say a word in your thoughts, you never think of yourself better than anybody. You never say, I deserve this. I. It's all about me, what I want. You don't do that. And I had to learn to listen to people when they talk. and watch them, and even look at their social media and their videos and their pictures. I had to study humanity in their words, thoughts, and ideas. I had to learn words. Also, this charity, this agape love, it is not puffed up. It is not prideful. Do you know what pride is? Do you know when you speak or you dress or you do this, what pride looks like coming out of you? That would be a good study. But this kind of charity coming through you that should be a part of your spirit and your soul, it does not get prideful in itself. It is not selfish for itself. Verse number 5. This charity, this agape love, does not behave itself unseemly. It does nothing that would show anything that would be, say, dishonorable, does not lie, cheat, steal, does not berate people, doesn't threaten people, doesn't march or protest, it doesn't argue, it keeps its mouth shut, it doesn't get on the protest lines. It does a job quietly and from the right foundation of agape love and says really nothing. Verse 5 continues and says, it seeks not her own. It's not looking for its own rewards or to be patted on the back for doing good. Some people only do good to get a pat on the back. Have somebody say, oh, how sweet you are. Agape love doesn't do that. It'll do things in secret, and I'll ask for nothing back. Agape love, this charity that Paul was telling the Corinthians, it is not easily provoked. It doesn't get angry at all this mess. It more is saddened about what's happening through us, with us, to us. And it thinks no evil at all about anything or anybody. It can look at a situation and its heart will be saddened. It will look at people and get sad. It will be crying to help them. Oh, it can go out and help them, but it doesn't announce it. It doesn't take advantage of it, like take tax deductions. It gives freely. It doesn't announce that it's giving. It doesn't tell other people that it's giving. It does everything in secret. And it doesn't think evil. It doesn't look at another's actions and call them names. Think evil of them, that they're wicked. Instead, they cry and they pray for them. And I want to end right here. I don't like to go too far because this is a lot to think about. We're starting to define what agape love is and should be in your life. And Paul is telling the Corinthians they need to change their thinking, their behaviors, their emotions, how they do things, how they relate to people, how they relate to situations and words and conditions, and they need to respond differently within themselves and within society. So Paul is trying to help these new people understand a new kind of love that they had never heard about, but was demonstrated in his earthly life, Christ, the living Word, who was inside the Spirit, and the Spirit that was inside the dirt body named Jesus. I always try to explain that because we get confused sometimes. So here, Paul is telling the Corinthians, and he's defining what agape love is that needs to be added to their life. So you come back again on the next episode, and we'll pick up in verse number 6, and we'll keep working through what agape love is versus earthly sensual love, and how we need to add this to our life so that the math 1 + 1 = 1 becomes a reality in our spirit and in our spirit, soul, and physical body. That's right. All right, I'll talk to you on the next episode of 1 + 1 = 1 podcast here on the Hidden Kingdoms channel on YouTube. Don't forget, I will be putting the audio of this out also on YouTube and other free audio podcast shows. All right, I'll talk to you in the next episode. Bye-bye.